Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Lonzo has 2, Muzz has 2, and Paula has 4.
Oh, okay.
How about that, Miss Paula?
We flipped a coin. Maz has chosen to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, the Senate approved President Obama's fast-tracked blank bill.
It's a trade bill.
It is. A state of emergency was announced in Pakistan on Tuesday as a deadly blank continued to plague that country.
Heat wave.
Right. This week, a pizza delivery boy in Colorado who saved a customer's life by performing CPR said the experience blanked him.
The experience excited him.
No, he said that saving the man's life turned him from a pizza boy into a pizza man. Last Saturday, the Washington Nationals' Max Scherzer became the second pitcher in that team's history to blank.
Pitch a shutout?
No, a no-hitter this week. Even fans of Fox News thought the network went too far when one of its hosts blanked.
Boy. On Fox News, when one of its hosts said something good about Obama.
No! He threw an axe at an army drummer from West Point. All right, no one likes a drum solo, fine. But Fox Weekend anchor Pete Hegseth needs to chill. He was doing a segment on lumberjack sports when he attempted to throw an axe at a wooden target and managed to overshoot both the target and a fence and hit the drummer. The double-headed axe only caused a couple of cuts, and the drummer was awarded a purple cowbell. Bill, how did Maz do in our quiz?
Maz got 3 right for 6 more points. He now has a total of 8 and the lead.
All right. Alonzo, you are up next. Here we go. Fill in the blank. On Friday, President Obama delivered the eulogy for Reverend Clementa Pinckney, the senior pastor of Mother Emmanuel AME Church in blank.
Charleston, South Carolina.
A new report from the UN says that Israel and Palestine may both have committed war crimes during a confrontation in the blank last summer.
Gaza.
Yes. This week, cab drivers throughout Paris rioted when it was announced that blank would be expanding their service there.
Uber.
Yes. On Sunday, golfer Jordan Spieth became the youngest person since 1923 to win the blank.
U.S. Open.
Yes. TV analysts reported that by 2016, blank's average viewing audience will surpass that of major TV networks.
Netflix.
Yes. 2 Canadian police helicopter pilots who were talking about sex in the cabin have apologized after blanking.
Broadcasting?
Yes. Through the helicopter's loudspeaker. The 2 Canadian pilots who could be heard throughout the city talking about their sex lives formally apologized for realizing that their helicopter's megaphone was on the whole time. Some citizens say the apology isn't enough and are calling for further discipline. Others say they found the conversation educational. Who knew there were so many alternative uses for maple syrup? Bill, how did Alonzo do?
He got 6 right, now has a total of 14 and the lead.
All right. So how many then, and you know I was going to ask this, how many then does Paula Poundstone need to win this?
5 to tie, 6 if she wants to win.
All right.
I do.
All right, here we go. This is for the win. On Thursday, ISIS militants launched attacks on 2 cities in blank.
Iraq?
No, Syria. On Wednesday, a second guard was arrested in connection with the escape of 2 convicts from a maximum security prison in blank.
New York?
Yes. In the latest 2016 GOP poll, blank placed 2nd with 11% of the votes.
Donald Patriot Trump.
Yes. A cafe in New York specializing in blank donuts went bankrupt this week, less than a year after opening.
Healthy.
Yes, low-calorie donuts. For the 4th time in a month, a swimmer in North Carolina was the victim of a blank attack.
Shark.
Yes, best known for writing the scores for Titanic, Aliens, and Braveheart. Academy Award-winning composer blank died at the age of 61.
I can't remember his name.
No, his name is James Horner.
Of course,
a James rock Horner. Club in D.C. fined for violating a local noise ordinance says it had to open a window while a band was playing because blank.
They were trying to sneak out the back.
No, because the band's drummer kept farting. You can't open the windows. If your music is playing, it bothers the neighbors. They were fined $500 for doing it. But the venue explained that the band had a drummer who would not stop farting. The owner says he's willing to pay the fine, admitting that the whole ordeal was probably his fault for booking a band in the first place called Tootie and the Blowfarts. Mr. Curtis, how well did Paula do? Did she do well enough to win?
Well, she got 4 right, 8 more points, 12 for a total.
Oh, no.
That means Alonzo won.
Oh, no.
You did it, man.